大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由看言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
哇，上海话对不啦？
是这样，侬是啥人？
Oh, I'm Adam. Sorry. And that is pretty much all the Shanghainese I've got for you guys today.
那我们之所以以上海话开始呢，就是因为我们今天要分享一部电影。这部电影发生在上海，而且呢，里面好像都是说上海话的。And this movie is 爱情神话。
Right, but it has kind of an interesting English translation or English title, doesn't it?
它叫什么名字啊
?B for busy.
就跟这个中文电影名没什么关系。但电影里面徐峥演的白老师 ,he is busy, 就是他要在三位女性中间周旋啊。
Right, yeah, I guess it doesn't get much busier than that.
OK, 那我们今天除了要说说这部电影最近很热映的一部电影呢我们也会跟大家分享一下就是很有标志性的一些上海的元素在这部电影里面是非常高光时刻的展现然后对于我因为我是上海人嘛看了以后就非常想家非常的 homesick.
Well, Jenny, hopefully today, just talking about Shanghai and the people in Shanghai and the buildings in Shanghai and everything about Shanghai will help to alleviate your homesickness.
对，其实能讲讲上海我就很开心了。但我还是想再多花一些时间回到这个电影啊。那这一部电影呢，它是一个浪漫喜剧是一个 rom-com, but it's not about, you know, people in their 20s, 30s, younger people.
No, it's about middle-aged people.
中年人的爱情。这就是为什么在这部电影的海报上面有一句很好的 slogan, 叫不管几岁爱情万岁。
Right, doesn't matter how old you are, love is forever, or love is eternal.
可以说 love is 什么 ageless 吗?
Right. Love is ageless.
Speaking of love, this movie is also a love letter to Shanghai.
Right, yeah, because I'm guessing most of these actors, if not all of these actors, are local Shanghainese people, right?
对对对，但他们都是挺 A-list, 就比较一线的明星，但主演基本上都是上海人，然后导演是新上海人。Adam, 我们在国外现在还看不到爱情神话的完整版啊，但是我们看到了一些就是片花一些预告 trailers, and in these trailers,因为这部电影的一个特色就是里面大部分都是讲上海话除了就是预告片里面我跟 Adam 说你有没有发现那个有几个成语上海话说不出来所以他们就 switch 变成普通话
And that's one of the reasons why I love languages, right? It doesn't matter which language or which dialect you're speaking Sometimes you just don't have the word there So you can just switch
是是，那讲到这个上海话啊，或者方言，我们要用英语怎么表达呢
？Well, the most common word is dialect, and probably some of you guys have heard me talk about this word before. I prefer personally to say local language because it's a bit safer.
Local language. 那有一些地方的方言呢，就我们很容易的在后面可以加。N-E-S-E, 对吧？比如上海话 Shanghainese, 然后广东话
Cantonese.
Yeah, 但是有些地域 it doesn't work that way, so it's complicated.
It is complicated, and honestly, guys, you can just say da-da-da, dialect. We can talk about my reasons another time. For now, let's not waste any more time talking about 上海话. Let's talk about Shanghai, the place.
Yeah, let's talk about the 魔都上海.
The magic, the magical Shanghai.
所以你觉得魔都我们可以说 it's a magical city, 是吧?
Well, isn't it called, like, isn't the official translation magic city, like capital M magic, capital C city?
I did not realize that we had an official translation for this.
I mean, it's not a very thoughtful translation, but in any case, right, you can call any city a magical city.
Magical city. I think it's also a very glamorous city. You know, 魔都我自己感觉 like 用 glamorous or glamour.
Yeah, of course. And another word we use at Open Language a lot, but fits perfectly here is fancy. It is a fancy city.
对，就是 fancy 是比较精致、比较高级，然后也比较贵 ，expensive. 是吧?
It is not a cheap city.
哎呀，但没办法，有很多，我看那个微信公众号好多的文章就说看了爱情神话，我很想去上海生活，虽然很贵。
Yeah, well, maybe Bai 老师 can help here. You can track him down and he can give an allowance.
对，讲到这个白老师，我特别羡慕他的家，因为他的家就是在上海以前的法租界，就是我们的市中心 CBD 这一带，有很多的老洋房啊，老公寓，就特别有感觉。那咱们现在就来讲讲上海的建筑好吗？
Okay, so this is a long word, but it is a great one.Architecture.
Architecture 就是建筑的意思哈。Huh?
That's right, but only when we're talking about the buildings in general, not like that building right there. We wouldn't say like that architecture.
所以它是一个总的一个 general term.
Right, exactly, exactly.
好，那刚刚讲到白老师的家是在上海以前的法租界，好像你以前在上海的家也是在法租界是吧？你也很 fancy.
Yeah, oh, I was busy in those days.
People are busy.
Yeah, well, it was a great apartment. It was not really like a Western style apartment or a Western style house here. It was very much local in terms of architecture, but man, was it a great place.
那法租界用英语要怎么说呢?
Okay, the French concession.
或者我们也可以叫它 the former, 之前的 French concession, 对吧?因为现在已经是 yeah, it belongs to us, Chinese.
It's been a long time since it has been the actual French concession, that's right.
But in any case, in this area, 而且它是一个其实不小的一个地方啊，一个区域，你会看到很多很多的有老洋房啦，或者有就老的西式的老公寓。
Right, okay, so as I said earlier, Western style. You can really put Western style before just about anything. Western style houses, Western style apartments.
所以你说你之前在上海虽然是住在 the former French concession, but you did not live in an old, like, Western style building.
I don't know if I was technically in...The French concession, I think I was right on the edge. I was very close to 交通大学.
那也算了。It's, you know, 我们上海话叫嗓子果，就是 fancy upper class 的地方。
Oh, yes, it was very fancy. There were a lot of fancy shops around there, but the building itself was not very fancy.
就不是那种, you know, art deco, some heritage building.
I did not live on the Bund, Jenny.
Art Deco French Concession 也有啊，不一定要到外滩，不一定要到 The Bund 嘛。好，那我们刚刚说的这些词啊，比如 Art Deco 装饰艺术，它这个就是一种艺术和建筑的风格。然后在上海外滩，外滩要怎么说
？The Bund。
外滩这些老的building， 这些老房子外滩建筑群是一个很集中的展现哈。然后。还有刚刚我们讲到了一个 heritage buildings, 那它又是什么呢?
Heritage buildings basically mean historically important buildings.
就是历史建筑 and they are protected, 对吧?你不能随便去什么把它拆掉啊之类的。
It's so funny. All of these memories are coming back right now. And, you know, some discussions that I always had with local Shanghainese people, it was always about tearing down buildings.
我们其实讲了很多上海的这种比较 Western style areas and buildings, 但其实更 local Shanghainese 的可能是弄堂、石库门这些。
Okay, so when I was thinking about my friend there, I remember his auntie had a restaurant that was in this alley, in this lane.
So 弄堂英文可以叫 alley 或者 lane 是吗?
Right, right.
Alley 怎么拼啊?
Alley. It's also a very nice name for a girl.
Oh, right. Lane is also a name for a guy, yeah. 所以 alley 和 lane 就是很 narrow, 比较窄的。
Right, you can't fit a car in them. They're usually off some big main street. Actually, I should take that back. I remember my friend would park his car in some of these alleys. Like, how did you get your car in there?
就上海人这车技高啊。那你的朋友他是不是住在一个石库门里面啊?
I think in the past they did, but, you know, for over the years, they, like your family, have kind of spread out.
那石库门英语要怎么说呢?
Well, we could just say lane house, I suppose.
Lane house. Or, you know, I did some Googling. 我去 Google 查了一下，它 Wikipedia page 上面就是石库门的拼音。
Do you live in a shiku man?
但是他有用英语解释这是什么东西说、oh, Lane house is like western, 就是说 townhouse that combines western and Chinese architectural elements.
Right. Well, if anything, it goes back to what we were saying before about the chengyu that can't be expressed well in your own local language, right? So if it sounds silly to just describe this as it is a local Chinese type of housing, just call it by its name.
好，那讲了那么多上海的建筑之后呢，现在我们来讲讲生活在这些建筑里的人，好不好？就是上海最重要的 DNA 当然是来自人。I think it's true for every place.
Absolutely.
好，我们说了那么多上海的建筑物以后呢 ，Well, let's talk about the people. The most fun, and you know, that's what gives a place its DNA.
Right, right. I just hope I don't say the wrong thing here, Jenny, and accidentally offend you.
不会啊，你上海人不是很好吗？你对我对我们上海人有什么意见啊？其实上海人吧，有的时候也是 ，you know, every place the people get stereotyped in some ways, right? So there's some negative impressions, but when you really spend time with these people and you realize that that's not always true.
Sure. Well, I happen to live in Canada's largest city, one which is also often stereotyped by the rest of the country. And it's interesting how some of the stereotypes are similar.
那你会用哪些词来形容上海人啊？
Okay, well, let's start with a positive one. Sophisticated.
Oh, I agree. Sophisticated, 很精致。但是呢，这个词我们查词典的话，也会看到一些可能有点负面的那个中文翻译啊，比如说是什么很世故 ，you know, like 精明世故 ，which also describes Shanghainese. 也是很多就其他地方的人对上海人的一个印象。可是呢，我自己感觉吧 ，in recent years, like that impression has come around. 不像之前那么 negative， 而是说有时候这个精明世故是生活里面是需要这样的。As long as it's not too much, you know?
I think that's a really important point. In any case, I don't think you guys need to worry too much. Sophisticated is usually pretty positive. A sophisticated lady, a sophisticated palate means they like to eat sophisticated foods.
就是他们 get 这些 they get it, right? They understand what's good and, you know, they pursue the finer things in life. 就刚刚说的很精致。
That's right, that's right.
好。那上海人还有一个特点啊 ，Adam， 以及上海城市一个特点就是比较小资或者很小资。
Yes, so this one is going to be translated as petty bourgeoisie, which is not typically a word we use in everyday English, but you could say very bourgeois.
它是一个法语词，但是在英语里也很常用，就是形容这个阶级阶层的人，这个 class 是吧？就小资 ，yeah, it's like fancy, I guess, upper class or upper middle class.
It's city dweller. And basically, what the word means is city dweller. So, and not city dweller in the sense of 100 people sharing a room. Yeah, it's probably someone living over there on the French Concession having a nice life.
Yeah, and they're probably very style conscious as well. 很注重打扮，很会打扮。
Right, so that definitely comes to mind when I think of Shanghainese people. Style conscious. I mean, again, sophisticated in the way they dress.
Yeah, yeah. 然后呢，我觉得另外还有一点，就上海人也比较细致，很细心。就 in general, 我觉得不管男生女生，就是那个细致有在。
Ah, yes, detail-oriented, like you, Jenny.
Well, thank you. I think it's a compliment. 是一个称赞吧。Detail-oriented, 很注重细节啊。好，那另外呢，上海人还有一点就是，很务实。之前我觉得很多人说上海人很实际。 就有点贬义 negative， 但是现在就是很多说啊，这个务实，这个实际也是个好的 positive trait。
Yeah, I can't imagine who would say that being practical or being pragmatic is using that in a negative sense.
所以都是 P 开头，都是 PRA 的是吧？一个是 practical， 一个是 pragmatic， 这两个词都非常好，都能来表达这些概念啊。好，那我们今天节目的最后一趴呢 ？Well, I really do miss 本帮菜、上海菜. So why don't we end on food?
Oh, I'm getting kind of hungry over here. Are you sure you want to end on food?
我们不是节目就这么准备的吗？我现在看的大纲上面最后就是 food 呀。
Okay, okay, let's stick to the plan.
那上海菜或一个地方的菜，我们可以用就是 cuisine 这个词来表达，是吗？
Right, another French word, cuisine.
它这里就像 architecture 那个词一样，是大的一个概念。
Right, exactly. So you wouldn't point to a thing and say, this cuisine. It's the idea.
对，就是如果是一个具体的一盆菜呢什么的，我们就说是一个 dish.
Right, this dish here. So which dishes specifically do you miss the most, Jenny?
任何红烧的东西。浓油赤酱不管是红烧肉啦鱼啦 yeah, anything that's 红烧这个英文不能说 red cooking 吧红烧
No. Again, I think you should just call it by its name.
红烧啊但你可以说 but it's like this red shiny and sweet.
Red, all things that I want my food to be shiny.
就是这上海菜的特色呀浓油赤酱然后比较甜。So it's red, shiny and sweet. 但讲到我还有特别想念的菜啊就是一个冷菜这个我自己很爱吃而且我两个儿子也很喜欢吃。And they still remember having this in Shanghai.是桂花糖藕。
Oh, that sounds lotus-y.
Yeah, lotus. Lotus root, 是吧？藕就是这个莲花的根嘛 ,lotus root.
Right, yeah, lotus root, with what? Sticky rice?
它里面是塞了糯米，那个因为糖藕里面不是有洞洞嘛？又讲到上海人 detail oriented, 这么细致的东西。Put the sticky rice in the holes. and then you steam it, and then it's got the sweet 桂花叫什么 osmanthus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's got this syrup. It's beautiful. 然后这道菜也是在 Be For Busy 爱情神话电影里面有 prominently featured. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. What else?
还有一个我很想念的是它其实是个西点。不是中国点心但是也很上海的就蝴蝶酥。
Palmier?
也是个法语词哈 ,Palmier, 因为是个法国点心对吧
?Right, a patisserie.
Patisserie, 西点对因为上海就我们前面讲了 the French concession, so it has a lot of these French European influences.
See, we're tying this all together here.
好那越讲越馋越讲越想家啊我们今天节目的最后呢 Well, Adam, I want to ask you, as someone who spent a couple of years living in Shanghai, 你眼中的上海是什么样的
To be honest with you, I mean, I was kind of busy, and I don't mean busy in the sense of like...You know, be for busy, but I was pretty busy. So if I could go back and do it again, I would probably enjoy life there a little bit more instead of just like, go.
就是 really savor, 品味生活,品尝生活, huh?
Right. So there were so many...Great opportunities there to take in the magic, take in the glamour, take in the fanciness, but nah, I was just too busy. But, you know, I doubt too many people are really too concerned about Adam's time in Shanghai, Jenny. I think they really want to know what this place, your home, means to you.
What? There you said it, right? It's home. 就是当然我也很喜欢上海的这种魔力魅力啊 you know, all of its glamour, it's, you know, it's also a city with lots of opportunities where you can, you can make it, right? Like you can make yourself. 但是对我来说吧，就 most importantly, ultimately, Shanghai is home to me. Yeah, 是很温暖的地方。
Wow. Okay. Well, what better place to end than right there?
好，那今天做这期节目真的很开心啊，也真的是一解我的思乡之苦。那希望看过这部电影的朋友或者 you know, you call Shanghai home, 不管你是上海本地人还是新上海人，都跟我们分享一下你眼中的上海。
Yeah, and if you happen to be walking down an alley or a lane and see my friend's auntie's restaurant, say hi for me.
这个餐厅叫什么名字啊？
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. No idea. Somewhere near Nanjing Lu.
这个太 general 了吧。
It was a really general name, but yeah, you can't miss them. They'll be there.
好，那感谢大家收听今天的节目。下亚诺，阿拉无汤结尾，下次再见。
All right, bye guys.